Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
You want to bake a little bit healthier this holiday season? Do you want to do something that you can be proud of, that people will take at the table, and yet that still tastes good, and you know yourself deep down inside that it's not quite as bad for you? Well, I'm going to give you a few tips here on a little bit of healthier holiday baking, holiday cookies, things like that. Now, you don't want to be the person that brings your cookies and says, oh, these are healthier, because then nobody's going to touch them. And they're going to be still sitting there when all of the chocolate chip cookies and all of those other things have gone by the wayside. Your cookies are still going to be just sitting there on the table. So you don't want to go telling everybody that they're healthier, but it's maybe a little secret that you can just kind of keep to yourself. So one of them is switching up the flour. You can use whole wheat flour in place of all-purpose white flour. It'll improve the fiber content. I think whole wheat flour tastes better. It makes the cookies look better. They give it a little brown golden color to it. You do not need that white bleached flour. It'll give the cookies a little bit of a nuttier taste. So if it feels a little bit too extreme, you can go with a half and half flour thing so that you know that there's just a little bit of a better situation going on there. Then you can also amp up the nutrition of whatever it is that you're making. So instead of only seeds, why don't you add some cranberries in there? Or instead of chips, why don't you add some cranberries in there? Or add some tart cherries in there? Or add a little tart cherry juice to the mix, because, ooh, we know how good the antioxidants in tart cherry juice are for you. Add a little bit in the cookie mix as opposed to so much oil. They say use applesauce in place of oil, but that does make drier cookies. But use a little tart cherry juice or some palm wonderful. Ooh, that's awesome. The pomegranate juice. That's a great way. Add some nuts and seeds. Who doesn't like poppy seeds on their cookies? I love that. So add a little bit of nuts and seeds, some chia seeds. Put those in there. That'll give it kind of a neat little chewy taste. So these are all good ideas. Now, I don't have a whole lot of time today to do more, but you know I'm going to do more of these. And as we go throughout the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be giving you more great tips that you can do to cut the calories, increase the fiber content, and just make yours just a little bit healthier. And you don't have to tell everybody, because your cookies are going to be the first to go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.